In 1976, the company began to experiment with selling consumer electronics in the warehouse showroom format, and in 1977, it transformed the concept into the first ever Circuit City store. The concept met with success, and the company began systematically converting its stereo stores into Circuit City stores. In 1982, with 9 years of accumulated turns on the flywheel, Wurzel and his team committed fully to the concept of the Circuit City Superstore. Over the next 5 years, as it shifted entirely to this concept, Circuit City generated the highest total return to shareholders of any company on the New York Stock Exchange. From 1982 to 1999, Circuit City generated cumulative stock returns 22 times better than the market, handily beating Intel, Walmart, GE, Hewlett-Packard, and Coca-Cola. Not surprisingly, Circuit City then found itself a prime subject for media attention. Whereas we found no articles of any significance in the decade leading up to the transition, we found 97 articles worth examining in the decade after the transition, 22 of them significant pieces. It's as if the company hadn't even existed prior to that, despite having traded on a major stock exchange since 1968, and despite the remarkable progress made by Wurzel and his team in the decade leading up to the breakthrough point. The Circuit City experience reflects a common pattern. In case after case, we found fewer articles in the decade leading up to the point of transition than in the decade after, by an average factor of nearly 3 times. For example, Ken Iverson and Sam Siegel began turning the Nucor flywheel in 1965. For 10 years, no one paid any attention, certainly not the financial press or the other steel companies. If you had asked executives at Bethlehem Steel or U.S. Steel about the Nucor threat in 1970, they would have laughed, if they even recognized the company name at all, which is doubtful. By 1975, the year of its transition point on the stock chart, Nucor had already built its third mini-mill, long established its unique culture of productivity, and was well on its way to becoming the most profitable steel company in America. Yet the first major article in Business Week did not appear until 1978, 13 years after the start of the transition, and not in Fortune until 16 years out. From 1965 through 1975, we found only 11 articles on Nucor, none of them significant. Then, from 1976 through 1995, we collected 96 articles on Nucor, 40 of them being major profiles or nationally prominent features. Now, you might be thinking, but we should expect that. Of course these companies would get more coverage after they become wildly successful. What's so important about that? Here's what's important. We've allowed the way transitions look from the outside to drive our perception of what they must feel like to those going through them on the inside. From the outside, they look like dramatic, almost revolutionary breakthroughs. But from the inside, they feel completely different. More like an organic development process.